We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Real good, Corey LaJoy. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The final hour of the Rob Brown Radio Program starts right now. Great to have you. Welcome in. Happy Monday, my dudes and dudettes. 4 hours of sports talk entertainment rolls on. It is the Fan Update. I've got a couple of little things that I want to get to here on the show. Let's start with this. Earlier we talked about, I am wearing today, modeling, if you will, the Greenville Swamp Rabbits playoff gear. It's very good. They went with black and white, big fan, and they did us the service of coming up with a matching shirt and hat, which obviously suckered me right in. I'm a big fan. And we got a text that said, hats are an item of clothing that do not need to match the other items of clothing. And I will say this. You are not wrong.
They've got to match at least one thing.
Okay, rephrase that.
Maybe your shoes. You don't want to wear a different color that doesn't mesh well, right?
Let's rephrase that a little bit. I'm not saying they need to be like the same scheme, right? Like, I've got the black and white Swamp Rabbit shirt goes with the black white Swamp Rabbit hat. It's got the same font. It's got the same, like, it's a matched combo. It does not need to be.
This is one of the few things he's worn that I've been jealous about.
It's
because
a good look.
It's a very nice shirt and hat combo.
It doesn't need to be matching in terms of it is a combo. But I will say, you got to match it, like, the color scheme at least, right? Like, don't wear an orange hat with a red shirt. Don't wear a bright yellow hat with a, you know, orange shirt. I'm not picking on the color orange. It's just, it's very limited on what it goes with.
Nothing goes with it. And purple doesn't either. I know you guys think it does.
I'm a big purple guy. All right. I'm a big purple.
Yeah, but purple and orange now. No.
For the record, as a fan of the Florida sunset, orange and purple absolutely go together. It is the best orange color scheme.
So we're talking about the actual sunset, not a team.
I'm talking about the color scheme of it.
Okay. Well, it could have been the Florida sunset could be a minor league baseball team. I don't know. That's why.
Yes, I'm talking about the actual sunset.
All right.
The color scheme of the actual sunset is good. I will even go so far as to say the orange and purple is a better color scheme than orange and blue. Sorry. It just is. Orange and purple is a better look than orange and blue. What I'm saying.
No. Orange and anything's bad. I mean, you could compare bad to bad, and maybe there are different degrees of bad, but it's like your dude talking about suck last week. It's the same sort of thing.
Wait for it. Hang on. Wait for it.
Yeah, suck is just suck. I mean, you know.
It's a great clip. It's so good. I need to work that in more. What is this one? I don't remember what this one is. Oh, yeah, that's right. Forgot about old Mr. West.
How could you forget that?
Forgot about those. Good clips. Good clips. No, I will go with the orange and purple is good. It is better than the orange and blue. And I'm fine if you go orange hat, purple shirt, purple hat, orange shirt. That's all well and good. I'm saying it doesn't have to be a combo hat shirt.
All right, Tracy on the stream says orange and black is good. Flyers.
Orange and black is
good. Okay, I would give you that. Orange and purple, no. Orange and blue, eh. But orange and black, it looks all right.
Orange and black is good. Orange and white is good. Tennessee's look, very, very good. But Tennessee's all blacks are the best orange inclusive uniform out there.
Almost any team's all blacks are the sweetest.
That's also true. I'm a big all black jersey guy. Big all black jersey
guy. It's
like
it was Detroit last week, came out with theirs, and they look wicked.
So I found the story about this. Detroit hasn't worn black unis since like the 70s or something like that. And the only reason they broke him out this year was because apparently Dan Campbell wanted to break him out last year, and the team said no unless you go win us a division title, in which case we'll let you have your All Blacks next year. And apparently that was a big motivating factor for the Lions last year, was to get back to the black unis, which I love. I love. And to go black with the Honolulu blue is a good vibe.
It looks a little bit like the Panthers colors. I just gotta say.
Now the Panthers are more of a teal blue. Theirs is like a not quite royal blue, but deeper blue. And I like it. At least they didn't pair it with orange. Orange and blue, not great. Orange and purple, good. Orange and black, the best orange. I think Clemson needs an all black with an orange inclusive to it. It'd be a good look. All right. So point here is, yes, you do need to match your hat and your shirt.
I think you're pandering with the Clemson thing, but you know.
I'm really not.
I'm doing the opposite of pandering.
That is also true. Even if I was, well, so the hell
whatever that is.
All right. Second thing. Texas said, orange and purple is what comes out of my after a night of intense drinking. You need to see a doctor, bud.
Probably like some burritos and some, you know, hot sauce too.
Yeah, you need to see a healthcare professional for that. Like immediately. Cuz that's not natural. Texas said, "Look, Alonzo, your team is named after a berry. You caught the A in Alonzo."
Which team is named after a berry?
The Bucknuts.
It's not a berry. It's a nut. Nuts and berries are different. They really are.
Let's see.
It's a poison nut.
It'd
be really good ammo if you want to throw it at some punk kid who's been picking on your sister. Just throwing that out there.
Dramatic. I like it. Isn't the Buckeye technically the tree? Like, isn't that the tree?
No. I mean, of course a Buckeye is on a Buckeye tree, but it's about the Buckeye.
It's also called the horse chestnut.
There you go.
And now forever and always, I'm very sorry, Alonzo, but they are now the Ohio State horse chestnuts.
I'm not offended by that. I'm not.
Let's go, horse chestnuts!
Because you're not going to remember, so I'm good.
You think that's, of all the things I've forgotten, of which there's plenty, you think I'm not going to remember horse chestnuts?
The only way you remember is our listeners who do have a good memory will remind you when football season rolls around.
Hey, listeners who have a good memory, remind me when football season rolls around.
I have no problem with and your new national champion, the Ohio State horse chestnuts. I have no problem with that. I have no problem with it.
Texter said, if you never go to the doctor, you don't have to worry about the bad news he's going to give you. Big brain move.
That's a good point, but if you need to go, you probably should.
Dude, if you are ing orange and purple, yeah, you do.
Or you might be like a six-month-old baby.
Dude, there's not a worse thing on earth than baby poop. It's just the worst.
Especially when it's rainbow, because you're trying to figure out how did that happen. But anyway.
I got negative interest.
Consistency of Play-Doh.
Okay. All right. Sports. I am Team Ray right now. That's where I am on all of this. I am now Team Ray. All right. We talked about the...
I had a dead joke in there, but I just couldn't. Yeah.
We talked about the NBA playoffs earlier on in the radio broadcast. Let's get back to that. You know what? I take it back. We only got a couple of minutes left in this segment. Let me do this. The Schwab passed away over the weekend. Howie the Schwab. By the way, you understand how BA you got to be to have your last name become your nickname?
Agreed.
Like, not... They didn't just call him Schwab. He was the Schwab. A longtime lead producer for ESPN, coordinating producer for ESPN Studio Production, including headline shows, SportsCenter, and OTL. But most importantly, call it what you want to call it, Lonzo Stump the Schwab was one of the greatest television shows that's ever been on TV. It was incredible.
You know, I'm not going to speak ill of the dead, but it's very good if you're a stat nerd.
Call me what you want to call me. Yeah,
I mean, that's fine. That's fine. You're into what you're into. It's amazing the knowledge that guy had, though.
It was frankly, legitimately unbelievable. It was too tough to be believed. The knowledge, the random stuff that the Schwab carried around. I will also say, back in the heyday, when my colleague Mark Ryan and I worked together down in the Florida Panhandle, this was like 2007 to like 2010, something like that. When we worked down there together, Howie Schwab was a frequent guest on our show together. We used to have the Schwab on all the time.
I saw that Mark had mentioned it. He didn't mention your name. So, but that's cool.
Well, you know, I'm an and or, you know?
Yeah.
Or a with and. That's what it is.
A with or and.
Yeah, I was a with or and back in the day.
Before you made it.
Before I made it. Before I got big time. We had Howie Schwab on the show many times. And the dude was the best. At the time, because Rob Brown is not great at one thing, he's really good at many things. Not only was I co-host of that show, I was also executive producer of that show, which means I was calling guests and lining them up. And Howie was a phenomenal dude. I got in trouble with Howie Schwab many times because you get into these conversations with the guy. And you could, like, you know that game 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon?
6 degrees of separation from, yeah.
You know that Kevin Bacon game where the goal is you say any famous person and then they can be connected to Kevin Bacon in 6 steps. Howie Schwab could do that with, like, any two athletes you wanted. And there was a point where before we would put him on the air, I would play that game off the air with Howie Schwab. I would just pick two random athletes. I'd be like, all right, Chipper Jones and Mario Lemieux. And he'd go, okay, Chipper Jones played on the 96 Braves with so-and-so. So-and-so went to high school with this guy. This guy married that girl. That girl is brothers with this guy. That guy played for whoever back in 1964 with Mario Lemieux's dad. And then Mario Lemieux's dad is Mario Lemieux's dad. And there you go. There's your connection. Like, it was unfreaking real. This dude's brain just worked in a... He was a superhero when it came to having this stuff memorized. It was beyond unbelievable. Beyond unbelievable the way this guy's brain operated. And to have that level of responsibility, to have that level of production, to have that level of talent and still be that nice of a guy is just, it was unreal. There was nothing like getting home from school in the early 2000s, popping on the television. And again, I was in my teens when Stump the Schwab was on TV. But there was nothing like popping on Stump the Schwab and watching some rando dude try to go toe-to-toe with the biggest brain in the history of sports. And Schwab decimated everybody. I don't know that anybody ever won a game against Howie Schwab. Stump the Schwab was an all-time show. An absolute all-time show. And I will say that the dude never said no to an interview. He never didn't go on. And the guy loved talking sports. Okay, I didn't necessarily know Howie Schwab personally. Like I couldn't call him and talk to him. What I can say is I spent a couple of years sharing a day every 2 weeks on the air with Howie Schwab, and the dude was never anything but an absolute bro. And put on legitimately one of the great all-time television shows. Spectacular guy, spectacular talent. All right, let's run to a break. Texture said the Bucknut is a member of the Soapberry family. Thank you for the...
You're just going to automatically believe that. You're just going to automatically believe that and without looking it up.
Soapberry family. I type faster than that. What? Ooh, soapberries are a fruit. If the Bucknut turns out to be a fruit, I'm going to lose my mind. You know that, right? Is a Buckeye a fruit?
Music is playing. I don't know if you heard it or not. You know.
All right, fine. When we come back, we will all find out together if the Buckeye's a fruit, because it'll be the funniest thing that's ever happened on this show. Lonzo, Rob, and you, the Rob Brown Show rolls on next. It is the Fan Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The Rob Brown Show continues right here on the Fan Upstate. Ladies and gentlemen, Rob and Lonzo with you on the show. I forgot to look if the Bucknut's a fruit. Let's see. According to our AI answer of the day, yes, the Buckeye tree produces fruit in late summer and early fall. The fruit is a round capsule that is 1 to 2 inches in diameter and contains one nut-like seed that is 3/4 to 1 1/4 inches in diameter. The seeds are brown with a whitish basal scar and are inedible. The nut gives the tree its name because it is dark brown with a light spot resembling the shape and color deer's eye.
All right, first it says the fruit, now it says the nut gives the tree. So is it a fruit or is it a nut?
So it apparently is a nut that grows inside of a fruit? I'm very confused here.
Thank you for all that.
It did not help me at all. Let's see. Ohio.gov says the Buckeye tree is native to North America. In late summer and early fall, the trees bear a fruit that contain a large nut.
So it's a nut inside of a fruit.
It's a nut. It's both.
Yeah, it's just okay.
It's both things.
All right.
It's both things simultaneously. The world is complicated. I don't know how to.
I believe it identifies as a nut. So that's what we're gonna go with.
I believe you identify it as a nut.
As do
as does Ohio.gov.
Well, most people think it's a nut, and I'm gonna say most people. I'm going to say that when it comes to that.
All right. So we
including everyone who hates Ohio State refers to it as a poison nut.
Yeah, we learned something new today. How about that?
No, Tommy, you cannot eat Buckeyes unless you eat the chocolate peanut butter ones, which are excellent.
The nut inside of a fruit university.
There we go. There we go.
All right. Let's get back to the NBA playoffs here for just a minute. Games won across the board in the books, and it was... And I can't say this definitively because I have a crap memory. Ask anyone who knows me. But I would say overall, the worst round of game ones that I can remember. There was one competitive game out of all eight of them. There was one competitive game.
I guess if you look at how tournaments are set up, that's kind of how it's supposed to be. When one is playing eight, and you know the four or five matchup should be a close one, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm not saying there needed to be like fistfuls of upsets for me to be excited. What I'm saying is, though, there was one competitive game. Boston beat the hell out of Miami. The Clippers beat the hell out of the Mavs. The Bucks beat the hell out of the Pacers. The Cavs beat the hell out of the Magic. The Timberwolves beat the hell out of the Suns. The Knicks beat the hell out of the 76ers. The Nuggets, they didn't beat the hell out of the Lakers, but they don't beat the hell out of it. That's not their game. Their game is to just rope-a-dope you until you're tired and then bore you to death with enough points to win. But they dominated the Lakers. There was one competitive game, and it was last night between the Pelicans and the Thunder. And by the way, that was supposed to be the one game that wasn't a game, remember? That was supposed to be the one game out of the first round that Chuck Barkley, who is my guy, I love me some Chuck. That's the way he's like, ain't no chance, ain't no chance. Not only was there a chance, the Pelicans should have won that game. Willie Green in the last 5 minutes of that game was embarrassing. And yet, the Pelicans still should have won that game. Here's the thing, Lonzo. I don't actually know what my complaint is about this. Like, I'm upset about it. And I guess it's just from the perspective of, like, entertain me, professional basketball players.
I think
players.
It comes down to is you didn't expect them to be there, and there they are. So now you're trying to figure out how to feel
about
it.
No, I'm not talking about the Pelicans. I'm talking about all the game ones.
Oh, okay. All right.
There was one good game. I'm excited that my team gave the one seed a good game because here's my thought. You steal if, big if, capital I if, you steal game two. You take this thing back to New Orleans with a 1-1 tie. The teams that played last night, the Pelicans can win two at home against that team, right? So to me, there's the same chance if the Pelicans steal game two and they take this thing back to the Crescent City Square at 1-up, there's the same chance the Pelicans come back to Oklahoma City 3-1 with an elimination on the line as there is going down there, splitting 1-1 there and coming back to Oklahoma City tied at 2-2. Or if you lose game two, ending up facing elimination the next time you're in Oklahoma City. So I don't know, man. Like, I don't see a sweep happening. I think the Birds steal one. But my problem here is there were eight first round games over the weekend. Seven of them were, I don't want to use the word boring because we got some incredible individual performances. Jalen Brunson was very good. There were some great team performances. Denver does what Denver does. The Timberwolves look like they should have been the one seed after the way that they tore Phoenix apart. Dame Lillard look like the guy that they paid to bring to Milwaukee. Like, there were some very good performances, which if you are a basketball fan, I think you are in love with the individual performances, a couple of team performances. But overall, I had a lot going on this weekend. I DVR'd every game. I watched a bunch of them live. I DVR'd the ones I didn't.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't watch the Lakers game tonight because it don't start till 10. So, yeah.
And you know I'm going to.
The other two games start at 7, one of which is on NBA TV. Woo.
You know I'm going to. I'm going to stay up. I'm going to watch that game.
Which last I checked on Dish is not in HD. It's weird.
Really?
Maybe it's improved. I haven't watched a game on NBA TV in a while, but last time I seem to remember it was in standard def.
You got, what do we got? We got three games tonight. We've got Orlando at Cleveland at 7, Philly at New York at 7:30, Lakers at Nuggets at 10. Lakers-Nuggets is on TNT, by the way. Orlando-Cleveland is on NBA TV. And
no respect for Cleveland.
None. Or Orlando, for the record. And I'm going to go with, as far as Orlando goes, I'm going to go with no respect for Orlando for the exact reason that I love them, and that is it's a team that does not have a superstar. They don't have a superstar. Donovan Mitchell is, between these two teams, the closest that either one of them have to a superstar. I think Paolo Banchero is going to be one. Closest they got to a star. But I do not know why it upsets me as much as it does that the first game matchups, not round, because it's still, I think there's still a couple of series out there, but that the first games in the first series, 7 out of 8 were boring ass games from the standpoint of a competition. There was no competition in 7 out of 8 games. So who's the team that bounces back? Who's the team that gets right before we start running through our games, game twos? All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the show next. It's Rob, it's Alonzo, it's you, it's the Rob Brown Show, it's the Fan Upstate. Final segment of the Rob Brown Radio Program starts right now. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Rob and Lonzo with you. We talked a little bit earlier in the show about the Carolina Panthers draft plans for Thursday. This is very interesting.
Wait. The draft's this Thursday?
It sure is.
I heard there's a thing going on Thursday that people could go to.
There sure is. I'm ever so glad that you brought that up. Great one. This Thursday evening, Dave and Buster's right here in the GVL. Yeah. Wire to Wire with Diesel and Cole Bryson will be live from 3 to 7 p.m. at Dave and Buster's in the GVL. I will be there. Lonzo, I need your help in peer pressuring him to be there. And we will be giving you up till the first pick coverage of the NFL draft. I'll be going to hang out, sit in on the show, probably play like a lot of video games. It's going to be a great day. So if you don't have plans, plan on being there. If you do have plans, cancel them and plan on being there. Dave and Buster's this Thursday, Wire to Wire. I will be there at Dave and Buster's. Very much looking forward to it. Going to be a great time. And, of course, we'll obviously be talking Carolina Panthers, because while they do not have a pick in the first round, they do have the first pick of the second round. Who might they go with, you ask? Well, if you ask Xavier Leggett, the answer is Xavier Leggett. And why would it? Why would it not work? You got to be kidding me, dude. You gotta be kidding.
Let's say it's up over here. It's not, that wasn't me.
Okay. YOLO. I love this dude so much.
Here's the thing.
I love this dude so damn much.
The interviewer had no idea what he said. Yeah, he had no idea. He got done, and he's like asking producers and stuff, what did he say? I don't know what he said.
Oh, man.
I got accused of Pickens accent. That's the accent that Xavier Leggett has. When I first moved here, call screening, that's the one I had the most trouble with. Had to say, I'm sorry, could you say that again? Could you spell that? I mean, it's one of those because it ebbs and flows as far as volume goes, and it's hard to follow. When you started playing that, I lost it for a second and had to severely concentrate.
The interview, by the way, is John Crumpler. John Crumpler is a reporter who covers the Panthers for USA Today, covers the Texans as well. He had Xavier Leggett on the show.
So what did he say? What did Leggett say?
He said that he had a meeting with Dave Kanellis. He said he's seen the things that Dave Kanellis did with Mike Evans. He said that he was the NFL teams get a limited number of what they call top 30 visits. This is when they can actually schedule an appointment to meet with guys that are inside of their top 30 draft prospects.
It's like a recruit visiting campus.
Effectively correct. And so they get to meet with these guys, put them through interviews, talk to them about their vision, yada, yada, yada. Xavier Leggett, unsurprisingly, was one of the top 30 visits for the Carolina Panthers. And Xavier Leggett said that in his top 30 meeting with Dave Kanellis, Kanellis talked to him a little bit about how he used Mike Evans of the Buccaneers in his offensive scheme with Baker Mayfield. Of course, we all know Baker went down to Tampa Bay, had a bit of a renaissance during his time with the Bucs, earned himself a $100 million contract with Tampa Bay. And so he said that Kanellis talked to him about how he did things for Mike Evans, and that during his top 30 visit, Kanellis said, quote, they're going to use me as much as they used him. I'm going to tell you two things. I don't think I could see. I'll caveat that. I could see a world in which Xavier Leggett's not available at 33 because he is a Mike Evans-esque receiver. Now, I think Xavier Leggett is a guy that has a couple of things that make NFL teams a little, let's say, apprehensive about him. I think there are some elements to his game that folks are a little bit concerned about. One of them, not super effective against press coverage. One of those is that the route running is more a means to an end than it is an asset. A lot of guys run a route, and the point of the route is to create a window within the route in the break that a quarterback can get to. With Xavier Leggett, it's more about getting to the spot on the field. Does that make sense? I don't know if that makes sense. With route runners, with wide receivers, there's two ways that a quarterback views them. Number one is the guy is going to get open because of the route. Number two is this is the spot he will be open at, and however he gets there, that's where he's going to be. Xavier Leggett's in the second group. He's not a guy that you're going to look at him run the route on the outside and you're going to read, all right, because of the way this defense is playing, the play is designed for him to get across the middle. The play is designed for him to get across the middle and to be in this spot. But the guy's playing press coverage to the inside, and I know with this guy that if he plays press coverage to the inside, X is going to break his route out to the outside, and now even though this isn't the scheduled route, we're on the same page. I know that on a press coverage inside, he's going to get, you know, a 7-yard slant or a 5-yard out or whatever, and that's where I'm going to hit him. With Xavier, with the press coverage on the outside, he doesn't he doesn't come out of that break anywhere but the way the route's supposed to be, and he's trying to get to the destination as opposed. He doesn't create the destination. Is that better? I feel like that's better. Xavier Leggett doesn't create the destination. He gets to the destination. Now, the good news is, once he gets to the destination, he's as sure-handed as anybody in this draft. Well, he had two drops last year.
Yeah, how much of this year has to do with who was throwing him the ball?
You talking to South Carolina or at the next level?
At South Carolina.
Maybe a little. Maybe a little.
Because he had been there for a while, and he didn't break out till last year, which happens to kids as they get better and better and get older and more mature and all that stuff. But I'm a little concerned about that.
It also comes into play. Now, I was listening to the Wire to Wire Sports Flash presented by Ingles with our friend Diesel earlier, and he was talking about, once again, the same argument of, well, you know, if guys can transfer, the continuity goes bad, and if continuity goes bad, production goes bad, and if production goes bad, enjoyability goes down. And yeah, kind of to some degree, but at the same time, and that's, again, that's true of every job, which is why the companies that do the best are the companies that go out of their way to make sure that their employees are taken care of and want to be there, as opposed to just are there and are looking for another better opportunity.
So you're believing that the Panthers, if they want Leggett, will have to go back into the first round to
get him? I think they might. Honestly, I think they might. And I don't think that's a bad thing, because here's the thing. Do you know what kind of receiver Deontay Johnson is? He is a go-get-him wide receiver. He is a creation wide receiver. Xavier is not a creation wide receiver. Deontay Johnson is. So here's what I got if you get Xavier Leggett. I got a creation X in Deontay Johnson. I got a destination Y in Xavier Leggett. And I get to move Adam Thielen back into the slot.
All right, I would love to have him, but I'm rooting for Ladd just because of how much fun that will be the entire season between you and Rashad.
Look.
And he's a good receiver, so, I mean, the team also will get better.
Oh, he's absolutely a good wide receiver.
I think either way the team gets better.
Listen, the way, and this is, for those of you that missed it, last Thursday, Rashad Beard of the Panther Nation podcast was on the show with us, and we got into a conversation of, we both agree that whether it's for a trade up in the first round or at 33/39, the Panthers have to take a wide receiver first. Doesn't matter if it's moving up into the first round or taking your spot at 33. The Carolina Panthers have to take a wide receiver. Look at this, Lonzo. Jordan Reed's got his mock draft up there. You got three wide receivers off the board at 7. There's a wide receiver run coming. It's going to, I'm confident of that now. I said that earlier.
I had J.J. McCarthy at 8.
Which, by the way, is lower than a lot of other mock drafts have him. A lot of mock drafts have him coming off the board at 6 or earlier. Some coming off the board at 4. Some coming off the board at 3 ahead of Drake May. No. Just so we're clear. No, but there's a wide receiver run coming. And so I think if you want Xavier Leggett, really if you want anybody that's not probably Ricky Pearsall out of Florida, I'm trying to think of who else. Well, honestly, Ricky Pearsall, here's my fear. And I know you can't make your move. I know you can't make a decision based out of fear. But my fear is if you stay at 33, and I said this back in the first hour too, if you stay at 33, I think you might have either or Keon Coleman or Ricky Pearsall available. Neither one of those guys, both of those guys good. Neither one really like throws the needle forward for me. I think Carolina's got to move up in the draft, like somewhere between 17 and 20. And by the way, I don't even know if Xavier Leggett's going to be available at 20. I think he might be a shock pick in the first round of some team mid to late teens. That was real good. That was a real good transition.
Yeah, we'll find out Thursday night.
Dave and Buster's, 3-7, and then question mark into the night.
Yes. The first thing that's Xing, by the way, is Deadpool and Wolverine.
I don't know how to explain to you how excited I am for this movie.
The fact that you don't know means you don't know.
I don't know.
That the trailer dropped at 9 a.m.
Bye.
I've already watched it without the sound, but for that, we're definitely going to need the sound, so I know what we're doing right when we get out of here.
Yep. My obsession, and I'm going to call it that without hesitation, with the bromance between Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds. Like, these two dudes are ridiculous together in real life, and as a believer that bros should uplift other bros, I am all in on this bromance. And also, the first trailer was incredible. I cannot wait for this movie.
Well, this one is you might as well call it the Wolverine trailer, because it's Wolverine-centric.
I'm good with that,
mostly
too.
Mostly Wolverine during the entire thing.
I'm good.
Yeah.
I think you've got to sell it on that. When Hugh Jackman stepped away from Wolverine, and by the way, you know, we've talked about, because the answer all the time, what actor has done the best portrayal of a superhero on screen? The answer, at least from the Marvel Universe, is always Robert Downey Jr. as Tony Stark, which is a great answer. I think Hugh Jackman as Wolverine is the only guy I can think of that competes with that. So sell me on that coming back. Because you killed him off in the last Old Man Wolverine movie. Give me a reason to buy into this.
Yeah, there's a multiverse of madness out there,
Rob. That's it.
So, I mean, you know, it could be any. He could be alive in several different universes. All right, the next thing that's Xing is Jack Perry.
So I have not watched AEW from last night. I was watching Pelley's Thunder. I said I'm going to watch it when I get into the office. Then I realized I also have not watched SmackDown or anything else from the weekend. I have not watched it. I do know that Jack Perry made his return to All Elite Wrestling last night, and I do know that he somehow ended up winning the championship match for the Young Bucks.
Which is exactly what we speculated when we talked about it on Fight Club. So,
and we're real good at this.
We are not bad. Our picks were pretty good, too, by the way. All right, the next thing that's...
Did you go undefeated, by the way?
I missed one.
Missed one. What did you miss?
I don't remember which one, but I missed one.
You missed one. I missed two.
Yeah, it was a good week for us. All right.
I know which one I missed, too. It was Julia Hart, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. All right. The next thing that's Xing is Ozzy Osbourne.
Today is the 93rd anniversary of that time that he bit the head off of a bat.
No.
73rd anniversary of the time that he peed on the Alamo.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame people who got in was just announced, and he's one of the people who got in.
How is he not already in?
Yeah, well, I think he was in for Black Sabbath. I'm not positive, but I think he was in for Black Sabbath.
Ozzy Osbourne.
And Cher got in, and it's a bunch of people you've heard of before that you're like, why were they not in there? And then the old question is, that's not rock and roll. But you know who is? Ozzy Osbourne's rock and roll.
Ozzy Osbourne is rock and roll. You know, I've had that discussion many times, and I think I've come to the conclusion that the definition of rock and roll is hard to pin down. It's hard to pin down. Like, what is definitively rock and roll? Is it guitar driven? Is it drum? Is it vocal driven? Is it band? Is it, like, it's hard. Now, there are some guys in there that I'm like, that's definitely an R&B guy. But if you get into the etymology of music, R&B and rock and roll come from the same place.
They do.
So does that count? Like, does that? It's an interesting conversation.
Finally, one last thing. Jack Nicholson is Xing.
Because he went on a tirade and cursed out the Lakers last night.
No, that comes tonight. He's okay. He's 87.
Attaboy, Jack. Here's the end of the show. See what I did, John?
It wasn't
like
bad.
Shining, but
it was not bad.
That's it for us. Y'all have a great rest of your Monday. Greenville Swamp Rabbits at home. Game 2 of the ECHL Kelly Cup playoffs. We'll see you tomorrow. Don't drink and drive. I'll punch you in the face. Have a great Monday on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate later. Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand.
Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.